The psalm that we have now and the other psalms we're coming to are psalms of praise. And there is a similarity in them, and we probably are going to hit some high points now. Praise ye the Lord. That's the way Psalm 135 begins. Here's a hallelujah psalm. And you want to know how it ends? Just like it begins. Praise ye the Lord. Here is a psalm that's in parenthesis, and the parenthesis is a hallelujah at both the beginning and the end. Now, it's a great psalm of praise. It's a call to praise God. It says here, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the name of the Lord, praise him, O ye servants of the Lord, ye who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord's good. Sing praises unto his name, for it's pleasant. You know, we're not saying it enough today that God is good. Have you ever told anybody that God is good? Oh, I want to get on this radio and just say one thing. God is good. And let it go at that, because that's wonderful. Our God is good. And this is a call to praise him. And now let me move down to verse 6. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasures. It's God that makes the weather. The weatherman doesn't make the weather. The proof of it is the times that he misses. He says, tomorrow it's going to be so-and-so. He's not in touch with headquarters. He is in touch with a lot of scientific gadgets, and they can come up every now and then with an educated guess. But God makes the weather. He's the creator. Not only did he create it, not only does he make the weather, but friends, he's running this universe as it pleases him. Maybe you don't like it. And if you don't, why don't you move out? Why don't you get you in another universe? Start one of your own. Run it your way. This is his. And if you are not satisfied with it, I suggest that somehow or another that you become reconciled to this universe and you accept it and that you accept the Creator because he's also the Redeemer of man today. And there are a lot of questions that we have to ask, but he hasn't given the answer. And the very interesting thing is, friends, he doesn't have to give the answer. That's disturbing to me, but it just happens to be true. God doesn't have to answer you or me today. He asks us to trust him, and it should be a life of faith. Now he compares the living God with idols. Verse 15, the idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. And friends, you're going to be like unto your God. What do you worship? You worship something. It could be gold or silver. It doesn't have to be on an idol. There are a great many people today worshiping gold and silver. That's covetousness. That's modern idolatry. You don't have to hang the gold and silver on a statue or an idol. You can worship many things. What is your God? Whatever your God is, if it's not the living and true God, he may have a mouth, but he can't speak. He may have an ear, but he can't hear you. Only the living God can hear you today. And for that reason, you'll become like your God. And therefore, we ought to bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion who dwelleth at Jerusalem. This is a tremendous song.